18-14. Okay. Barbosa. If we remember where we were, here we are. We had just finished discussing Se'if Vav, which is the big Se'if in terms of putting together Kalim. We discussed Rafoyim, Huduk, and Tkia, and we discussed the heter of the Magen Avraham L'Taz for screwing together the lids on Kalim. And we saw three as Beirim, one with Chaz and Ish, that was something very limited to lids on Kalim. The other was Shulchan Aruch Rav, who says it was because it's temporary, because if it's so temporary, that's less than a day, that's heter gomer, not just potter, but heter gomer. And the third was the Aruch HaShulchan, who said that's the usage and not building. He said the case in the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, the mita shall prakim and the post shall prakim, that's not part of using it. That's if you want to transport it, you know, like a lot of things nowadays, right? You buy them, not something like IKEA furniture, but everything. You buy things, you have to put them together. Why do you have to put them together when you buy them? Because it's easier to transport if it's apart. So these things for transportation, you would take it apart and then you would put them together. That's called building, even though it's only between transportation. That's still called building. But as part of the usage, screwing on screwing the lid, that's different. We ended with, I just wanted to mention to the there's a tshuva of the Mincha of Shlomo Zalman, the Mincha Shlomo. Okay, there are different versions of the Mincha Shlomo. Than the one in the Bar Ilan, it's Tinyana. There are two different versions of the Shut Mincha Shlomo, and it's impossible to find anything if you know where it is in one in the other. There are other things Shlomo Zalman that people change for discovery reasons, etc. I'm pretty sure this is just in confidence. But anyway, so the version they have in the Bar Ilan has come in Tinyana, and it's in Tinyana Simon Yud Tes, where he talks about last thing we mentioned was the salt shaker. It says, the salt shaker, when you screw the top on the salt shaker, it's for more than a day, and you don't have the heter of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. But he says, no, it's pashut, that the real heter is just what's called usage and what's called building. And it's pashut, that refilling the salt shaker, opening and closing it is usage and not building. He even thinks that's what Shulchan Aruch Rav meant, even though it's not his lashon. So he says it's pashut, other that's much. And like, therefore, he likewise says, we discussed the soda stream, we're going to update that. He says, what about the not, again, we're not going back to seltzer from that you have to ask your grandparents about. He says here, the right one. Here we are. Here we are. Havrakat Michala Gaz Shell Soda Stream. Okay, I hope. I mean, it says here Soda Stream. I don't know how long Soda Stream has been around. Assuming that what it says here is correct, he says, but you don't change it every day. So maybe that's called making the soda stream and not using the soda stream. So he says, no, never low, that it's the exact same as the salt shaker. Just like a salt shaker, you don't open and close every day. You open and close it very rarely. But that's how you refill the salt. So that's using it and not building it. Likewise, the soda stream, even though you change it out not so often, how much soda you drink, still, that's not building the soda stream. That's using the soda stream. It's just how to fill it up with salt and how to fill it up with gas. And therefore, he thinks that it is, he thinks that it's mutter. Anything which you're just filling up till it gets empty, he says that's usage and not building. Based on the spar, again, he doesn't go by name, the Aruch HaShulchan, and therefore he says the soda stream and the salt shaker are the same exact thing. See the parallel? And they are mutter. Okay, that's finishing up from last time. Tzvi was very kind, and he took me to show me the flows of the modern world, Strollers are not the same as when I had babies. They're very advanced. Now, most of the things the strollers do is, and that's not a fetish, they fold. Hey, folding and unfolding something, we'll see it later on. Of course, the Sefer Shulchan Aruch says a folding chair is not a problem on Shabbos, even though it's totally useless when it's folded. Unfolded, it becomes, whoa, a chair. Okay, since it's just one piece, you're not building anything. Because what is the yesod of building? What is the yesod of building? The yesod of building, we'll go back to the Lashon of the Rambam, is putting things together to make something out of them. Without that, it's not building. So clearly, folding and unfolding a stroller is not building. However, Tzvi pointed out that there's something in the strollers which is very similar to the Mita Shel Tarsiyim, or the Mita Shel Prokim in the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, which is that, apparently it's a common thing in modern-day strollers, some of them have big wheels, and when you want to fold it and you have to get in the right space or something, you can just press the button and click and take the wheel off, press the button and click and put the wheel back. I don't think about strollers like that. That's mamish mita shel tarsiyim. There's no way to say that that's like the Aruch HaShulchan, that's just using it. No, that's not using the stroller. That's it. Or what's using the stroller? Or using the stroller is when you have the car seat that clicks into the base. People still have that. It's using the stroller. You take it out of the car, you put it in the base, take it out of the base, put it into the car. But these wheels are mamish mita shel tarsiyim. It's only for transportation. You use it perfectly fine without the wheels. You don't need to ever take on or off the wheels in order to use the stroller. It's just if you want to transport it. That's mamish mita shel prokim. So is that mutter or usser? So that meaning there's no heter of mugging up rum and taz and screw on lids for this. The only question is that rafoi or is that mahuda or is that tokea? And that is dealt with in. It's I dealt with a lot of places. I'm just going to quote you one place. Where was this? Yeah. The Aruch HaShabbos, that was in brackets, Perek Ches, footnote Samach Dalid, says he has a very interesting question. He says, what if something is very strong, like these wheels? How strong are these wheels attached? Aruch HaShabbos, Perek Ches, Ha'orah Samach Dalet. These wheels are as strongly attached as if you had nailed them in place. You could pull and pull and pull, they're not going to come off. Right? I mean, it's also a safety thing, I'm sure. Right? They make it strong. However, putting them in and out is cheesy. You just press the button, they come in and out. Meaning, we have something they didn't have in the days of Chazal and Rishon and Nachron. Right, in their days, if something was strong, you had to hammer it. Something is weak, you just stuck it in and took it out. Nowadays, we have spring mechanism. It's all based on springs. A spring mechanism with a button, which is that it's super strong, but if you just press a simple button, then it's not attached at all. So do you call that roughly? Because the act of putting it in and out is totally nothing? Or do you call that, no, maybe you call it tkia even, because he told saws that it's attached very strongly. A fascinating question. Says the Aruch HaShabbos, he says, if there's something which you just have to press a button, even though it's really strong without it, he says, no, look at the Lashon Tosos. Tosos talks about when it's been became a Gura or Umna and Umnas. Tosos doesn't talk about if it stuck well. He talks about if it's a serious Maisa. And then we said you go by the mindset and not the tzvah. Since all you have to do is press a button and it comes off, and press a button and it comes back. Therefore, that's considered ruffle. And in ruffle, it ain't binyan bekalim. So he says, obviously, he's not talking about exactly this stroller. He's talking about in general. He doesn't tell us what. He doesn't mention a specific example. He just knows there are lots of things like that. And therefore, he says, totally mutter. So you'd be allowed to take off and on those wheels on Shabbos.
Good. How does it feel with that? What's that cola? Is it driving? That roughly really just means something that you don't care that you don't care that it moves around fully. But it doesn't seem like it's focused too much on your opinion.
That's a good. That is a good question. You're saying that sounds a little more like the smog of Gura of Omnus. Which the he himself says that everyone says prefers that that Ravid. So I look over the point is that I guess he would say again he doesn't say very much. He would say that that the Ravid's talking about before they had these modern day things. Well, you know, the it was defined by how tight you made it. But over here, meaning in a makdala, he say that means you don't, you're not makdid to work hard to make it stick. You're also not makdid to work hard to make it stick. So that's what you're gonna have to say. Okay, another example, by the way, very common thing on Shabbos. How about adding a leaf to your table on Shabbos or taking a leaf out of your table on Shabbos? Is that mutter?
Out of your cheese.
Yeah, yeah. You know, like tables that they go that you can always add because you always want more people in Shabbos table. The
and how it attaches.
There are very many different mechanisms how it attaches. Again, it says the Orcha Shabbos in Sif Nun Aleph and the other poskim. I just picked up random. They assume that's mutter because in general, again, you can always have your exception. But generally, the adding leaves to the table is always roughly. The table is ready. Adding leaves to the table is roughly. You don't screw it in. You don't hammer it in. You don't even stick it in very hard. Now, it might sit well because, like, it's sitting on something, etc. But you don't. You don't really use force, and therefore they assume that's roughly.
It has a peg on one side and it inserts through a hole.
But it still inserts loose.
Once you connect it,
then
once it's touching the
water, it kind of stays there. I think it's like this. If you turned your table sideways and held it from the top, the peg would come straight out. It's not really tight at all. It just kind of stays there because of gravity. So once the peg's in...
No. It has like a female teeth, like a bit inside. That's what they call it. It won't
come out because gravity pushes it down and it can't go down because the peg's in the hole, right? But this peg is not. I've never seen one where the peg's in the hole tight. I've never seen one where the peg's in the hole tight.
And you didn't push both ends together. And
even if you push them all in together and then you turn it sideways, it would slide right out in a second. They're not generally tight. Just doesn't come out because, you know, unlike something which you swing around and hold the center, it doesn't come out because gravity goes down, and once you have a peg in a hole, it can't go down anymore. And there's no force that would make it come apart.
What if it has latches under the bottom?
Even if it has latches on the bottom that lock, it in place. That's maybe similar to spring mechanism. That's not force. That's not similar to Kia. Let's just do some other examples. Lego. We were going to talk about Lego, right? Lego is very, very complicated. Lego is very complicated. On the one hand, you might say Lego is also because you're building things. Even in English, we say you build things out of Lego. So Lego is a little tricky. There are three main studim lahakel by Lego. What are the three main studim lahakel by Lego? Someone tell me, what's it called lahakel by Lego? It's very temporary. You remember the Shulchan Aruch Harav, something that's very temporary. Lego is very temporary. It's very temporary, usually. You play with Lego and you leave it for less than a day, usually.
There's some cover who like spend a year making their Empire State Building.
The factor was because of temporariness. Then basically, spoiler alert, it's you're not really gonna find the Kelim by people who are like making serious Lego to like leave there, you know, you go to Legoland or whatever, you know, it's also a mall to display people make things out of Lego. Well, I'm not talking about normal kids who are playing with Lego, let's say. right? And clearly the normal usage of Lego is not for whatever. The normal usage of Lego is kids play with Lego, they put it away, they play with it again. You keep playing with it.
Would one use that as even someone doing that? Because like, the normal use is this, and this guy is like...
No, I think that would be hard. I think that would be... that would be hard. So, look, there's a whole discussion, which we're not going to get into right now, in the Achronim, about whether temporary bonus is also deraisa drabanan. No one thinks temporary bonus is okay with gamre. You can't just like put up a tent. But what does Shulchan Aruch Rav says? Very temporary bonus, right? The Pshat Shulchan Aruch Rav that you make for less than a day. Very temporary bonus, Heter Gomer. Temporary bonus, I only put it up for a week. I only put it up for a month. I'm not building bonus forever. Okay, no one's going to say that. Come on. You know, exactly what level of this, sir? There's a big debate. But very temporary bonus, we saw in the, I gave you out the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, who said, what did he say? V'la'osru binyan arai v'stibra. So, meaning even though they're osur binyan arai, and look, she'inu osur minas sosur v'shavas atzma. When were they osur binyan arai? Even technically binyan. If it's you didn't. It's just that day. Play with it, and then you put it away, and then you play with it, take it apart. Then that's called, that's heter gomer. And... likewise, that Eliezer talks about Lego, and he's Mako because of how temporary it is. And if you look in the Lego section of, not the section, it's a halacha in the Shmir Shavas Kel Chasa, he says, in Perek Tes Zayin, footnote Nun Zayin, he brings up a svara. He goes back and forth. He brings up a svara, and this seems to be his like last svara. Says Nikri Yedwila Kol Shein Abinish Abana Asalukiyum Klal. This is not like temporary. Oh, I'm only putting up this tent temporarily. I'm only putting up this wall temporarily. I'm only making even a clean. I'm only making this copper bed temporarily. Okay, that's going to be awesome. But over here, Lego. Like, everyone knows that there's no such thing. Not there's no such thing. Everyone knows that it's not normal to have Lego for a long term. Again, you know, it's not so shall you love them. Come on, it's just a toy which everyone knows is very temporary. It says, even though temporary binyan is also atu binyan that's keva, that's only binyan that's temporary. This is super temporary. It's like, it's just Lego. So therefore, Shlomo Zalman says that seems to be maskana, that it's mutter because it's super temporary. Likewise, the Tzitz Eliezer is Mako and Chelik Yud Gimel Seven Lamed says super temporary, and this fits the Shulchan Aruch Rav. So one way is because it is super arai. Again, no one says binyan arai is much. Finally, post binyan arai is awesome. I can't pitch a tent for a day. I can't even, you know, build a bed for a day. But this is super awry based on the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav says this is even more than Shulchan Aruch Rav. Or maybe it's a say, you know, this is just a toy, and like it's obvious. Maybe it's any super awry, like the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Not the Shulchan Aruch Rav talked about like obviously, but like the idea of Shulchan Aruch Rav, there's a super awry that's heter gomer. And we have this in the Ritzvot Zalman Orvach, in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Kasa, and the Tzitz Eliezer also says this. Yeah, that
doesn't mean to now that things they move it, however, you become super right.
Yeah, that's something that's the difference. That's something that's in general. It's both you're doing it, and it's the Derek to be super right. I mean, but I think what's the... exactly, like that. That's one. Anyone want to give me another tzad heter to play with Lego on Shabbos? Derech Tashmisho, after all, it's a little funny. Like, again, you can't prepare for English words. Like, you're not making Lego, you're playing with Lego. Right?
Clearly, that's the, I mean, there's a factory where they make Lego, right? You're playing with Lego. It's, you're not making things, you're playing. This is what you do with Lego, you play. Now, of course, what's funny about Lego? You play by building, right? It's unlike everything else. Like most things, the usage, you don't use the English word building for the usage of it. Here, the usage is to build. Whoever heard of something where the usage is to build and then the opposite? No, it's a toy. And in toys, you might do things which seem like serious verb, but that's only playing, right? So it's funny. In toys, you could have something where you're just using it, you're not building. But the use, you're not making anything, you're just using it, but the use is to build. So, but still, maybe you could say this is derech tashmisho. The, 1 second. Hold on 1 second. Bless you. In footnote Nuntes in the Shir Shabbos Kol Chasa, he says that he heard from Shlomo Zalman, a different heter. He says, because it's just playing with them. And if I call correctly, I hope I'm not making a mistake, the Baron Moshe had a similar svara. And Chelik Vav Simen Chapen. Again, Shlomo Zalman brings up many svaras here, right? So number one is Dera. That is Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Shir Shabbos Kol Chasa, Ha'orah Nun Tes. This was in Ha'orah Nun Zion.
Never teaches to build it and break it.
Yeah, but it's playing. You're not making your play. And the Baruch Moshe.
What's confusing
is not building.
That's not a story was earlier.
Yeah.
Let's say its plan was to make it for 4 years. That would be awesome. I don't know.
No, because if you don't do it and undo it all the time, that's not called using it, right? The use is something you do again and again and again and again. Now, of course, even when you transport the meat to Sheltash, you can do it again and again, but still, that's not called using it. At a certain point, it just becomes intuitive. Certainly, Rishon was on, I think so. This is called music, but everyone knows that you're playing with the Lego. You're not making Lego, right?
It's also, you know, he also says that you're going to change it because that's you're playing with it. You're going to, that's the lashon in the text, no?
Yeah.
His lashon is ach efter the need to know the key so shall kalim mishum to regil and liskar leftach tamed bachinami regim tamed lashnosam. Just closing it and opening it, and okay,
that's
maybe
not, that's not a rye. That's
no, I don't think that's what he means, because then it'd be the same as Nun Zion. Anyway, anyone want to have another possible heter, which the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa does not like, but it's not so pashut. Anyone have a third possible heter?
Usher Weiss, when we were talking about forer by cards, he said a svara that he, it's not considered Borer because you're just playing a game right now. So I think he said the same thing by Boni, like brought right from Boni, that my point is like I'm just enjoying building, but I don't want that to suck. Didn't he use that spot?
I don't remember. Okay. The other option is maybe you could say this is roughly. Like, how strong is Lego? Let's be very honest.
It's very easy.
We wouldn't use Kalim. We built that of Lego, right? No one sleep on a bed made out of Lego. Maybe I just don't appreciate the godless of Lego, but it certainly seems to me intuitively that like it's not strong enough for a chair or a bed, you know. So maybe Lego is just very weak. So it's rough. Says the Shmir Shabbos. He says, Duke. Do they still call it Duplo?
Yeah, that's big.
Duplo is rough boy, but Lego, that's strong. Duplo is rough boy. Lego is strong, says the Shmir Shabbos, but it's not so poshut.
it's not so pashut, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman, it's not 100% clear exactly what he was talking about. Certainly, if you look in the Chavad Da'as, Chelik Bei Simenon, hey, he says Lego is roughly. He says Lego is roughly. It's very loose. Lego. You know, you just like flick it on. It's not like, you know, does Lego get wobbly? Lego's pretty wobbly. I mean, I guess you build enough sides of it to have each other, etc. You want to tell the story?
There's a famous story that they tried to bring.
It's famous story doesn't necessarily mean it's true.
It doesn't mean it's true. It doesn't mean that it's famous. Just means you can tell it. Is that they tried to ask for Pankinevsky if Lego is also built on Shabbos. They brought it like a whole big set that's already built. And when they were bringing it to them, like, they knocked into somebody and the whole thing crashed and fell on the floor. So they said it's not permanent. it's not Lego.
So it's not so clear. The Shmuel Shabbos Gold Plus assumes that clits, you know what clits are?
Yeah.
There's a million kinds of toys and you put things together as things. It looks nothing like Lego, but it's the same conceptual idea. That he says Lego, that's what he says. Avne Lego are strong, only Avne Pella, which is Duplo, are weak. Yes, Mark?
Just because.
First of all, I would not want to walk over a 950-pound bridge that was resting on a piece of Lego, regardless of what you found on the internet. And second of all, yes, even if one brick can support 950 sounds like a lot, even if one brick can support many pounds, clearly one brick can support many pounds, meaning I'm not 950 pounds, but I'm working on it. But if I stood on one brick of Lego, I'm confident that it wouldn't break, it would support my weight. But if I stood on, you know, three bricks of Lego on top of each other, then I would not be confident. Because, you know, one brick of Lego might be very strong, but they're still attached pretty roughly. Now, of course, but then, you know, the buildings properly, it's a little more, but still, we don't know. Basically, they didn't have Lego. all they had was you shove something into something, you know, or you nail it. And we know, you know, they didn't have Lego, but certainly it's a good sign that maybe it is roughly, and roughly is a different heter, right? Roughly is a Pashan heter, so maybe it is roughly, and this is the Yerkabe. The Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa doesn't like this at all. Yerkabe Das, Beis Nun He, versus Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, right, who says that Duplo is roughly and Lego is strong.
Where does he know? Where does the Shmir Shabbos say this?
Tes Zion Yud Tes, that was on the Makosh. Yes, sorry. Okay, good question. Excellent point. And I mean, I don't know if you were consciously or not, you're quoting the footnote Nun Zion in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa. Footnote Nun Zion in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa says, he quotes Rosh Shlomo Zalman, he says, you know, Rosh Shlomo Zalman liked the other heter, but he says, this roughly heter only fine by putting together something many, many times. Like you put it, by putting something back together, like this mita, etc. Putting together something for the first time, who says there's a heter of roughly? So he says, and maybe each time you're making something new. And he said,
We might run this for a kid. Worried about it. It's interesting. He said that we're going to find a little later that even, for example, now, okay, these aren't such good examples. Put shoelaces in shoes for the first time. Sorry. What will we find? This is a case which is almost the exact case found in the Gemara. If your shoelace falls out on Shabbos and you put it back, that's perfectly water. What do you mean? The shoelaces are pretty rough, right? You tie to that zipper, but in the shoe, they're roughly. But putting in shoelaces for the first time is usher. Putting in shoelaces for the first time is usher. That's makom patish. Why? Because when you're making something the first time, that's more cover. Certainly, for example, if you used, when you're making something the first time, that is more cover. So he says it could be that making something the first time is more cover. Maybe the whole heter of Rahway is only to put something back together, not to put something together for the first time. Because, if it was already a Kli and then it just came apart and put together, Rahway, you're just continuing what was already there. Maybe the first time is worse. Of course, all the examples we have being worse the first time are when you make things permanently. Like when you put new shoelaces in your shoes. When you put new shoelaces in your shoes, actually, it's only if you put them in permanently, which is normal, or you at least would seem to be putting them in permanently. Everyone agrees if you take a you're a rabbi and your shoelace rips on Shabbos, so you take a bright neon pink shoelace and put it in your shoe, when obviously as soon as Shabbos ends, you're going to get rid of that as soon as possible and put it in a normal black one, then that's Takamoto. And we'll get to all this names of Shem. So it's not so pasha, but it's Efshar that Rafoi is not a heter if you're making something that's never been made before, and maybe in Lego, every time you make something, it's a new chiddush that's never been made before. So that's the question which Shlomo Zalman brings up. Sir Ion, it ulai hector zeh lo shaya le arkavas davar. Okay, Agap, by the way, it would seem to me that if you're based on going back to what we saw about Binyan and Caleb, etc., if you're like the Ramban and DBA, Ramban, the Ramban, Tasha, etc., say, well, once something's a Kli, there's no patience, it's only meaning to make it a Kli. Your Tasha's the Legos already complete. It's a Kli, you sell it to complete, to build things out of. If you say like Ptosis, only Burva Umnas, pretty clear there's a Burva Umnas. Doesn't seem to be much of a Shashman, is it the rice here, I must admit. Anyway, these are the three Tzadim that matter. Lego, Halacha L'maisa, you notice here, the Shmir Shabbos Galchasa ends up being Machmir. He says Lego is Usher because on top, because Lego is Mahot, it's very strong. As opposed to Duplo, and he's not matched the other Tzadim Le Hakel. Halacha L'maisa, the Shmir Shabbos Galchasa is Machmer on Lego. Bottom line, right? Not Duplo, Machmer on Lego. However, it seems to me very, very hard to say that Lego is Usher. Again, let's ask if there's a Shash of an Isser de Orisa in Lego. It's really hard. Remember, the two mainstream shittas, forget Rabbi Panach, forget Rashi, are that either there's Makom HaPadash Fir Tokea, definitely not Tokea in Lego, or that three main shittas, or that it's Binyan, if it's Gura Ba'umnas is very strong. Lego's not very strong. No, it's Gura Ba'umnas. What do you mean? Three old kids play with Lego. Or if you're making a Kli for the first time and it's not already. Hard to say Lego's not already a Kli. It's when does it become a Kli? Pasha, it's hard to say there's Shash and Issa Doraisa here. Hard to say it's real Binyan Bekalim here.
Even hard to say it's like zero auto tkia, since like you can't actually be took, like it's not shy to be took on Lego. It's not a normal thing to do. And you have so many sudden hakel lanius daiti. I think that it's, you know, what's posh folks are poskin lanius daiti. I think that we really should poskin like the poskin say Lego is mutter on Shabbos. I think we should really pass like the poskin that Lego is mutter on Shabbos. As a nice toy, you can say adults shouldn't play with it. Adults don't play with it anymore. You know, so when my kids were little and they played with Lego, so they asked me first, why wouldn't put it in so tight? Just to be extra macher. If they needed my help with the Lego, I would put it in without pressing so much, just as a chumrah. But I really think Me'ikra Din, against the Shemir Shabbos Golchasa, we should be matter Lego on Shabbos. There's so many. Studim lahakel on this. Agav, by the way, if he points out enough nafkamina between these three tzadim lahakel, is what about erector sets? No one knows what that is anymore. It's definitely part of Ritus Hadoros. When I was a kid, erector sets were much cooler than Lego. What they were was like screws, or rather technically nuts and bolts, and pieces of metal, etc. And it was like Lego, but you made things by really screwing things together. Remember, screwing, according to Magen Avraham, which we're machmir for, is tkiya, right? So over here, you certainly don't have the heter of roughly. You're not going to say erector sets are roughly. No, you're putting them together with like real screws, right? You're putting them together with real screws. So you're not going to say they were rough. On the other hand, you're just playing with it, and it's very, meaning it is more super awry, it is derech tashmishan, but it's not rough. You're doing real tkia, which already, personally, go down from three sub lahakel to two sub lahakel, and already you're dealing with, once you're doing tkia, already a specter of a fear of.
And it's less of that.
And a fear of an Issur D'oraisa, and also, is it, you don't usually make things for longer. They could last forever. You don't usually take apart right away. Anyway, Lania's Naiti, I think, erector sets, we should be machra on. Because, you know, let's start in Lahakim, and already you're doing the mindset screws. So, like, you might actually screw that sets. That's already too similar to an Issur D'oraisa. So I'd be machra on erector sets, but make a whole. So the adult shouldn't play with Lego as a home run. However, just to go back to what I said to Tzvi before, I hear I'm all talking about regular playing with Lego. When you're making something with Lego, like a real project that's for TV, that you're going to display and leave for a long time, etc., then I think for sure it should be Machmir, because then you also don't have all these sudden models.
Don't you have this for the Shabbos that it's easy to put together, so really not considered? I mean, even for the Shmir Shabbos, it's pack a good strong, but it's so easy to put together, it's a little guard and wheel.
What you're saying, isn't it roughly very easy to put together and to take apart? So I think that, again, that's the wrong thing. I think it's rough. And so does but the thing is that you do use a little force. Meaning, you do use a little force putting Legos together. So it's like this. When I put the wheels in the stroller, I use no force to put the wheels in. It's just that the spring, the click clicks in. Over here, I do use soft force. But Lamaisa, okay. And Lamaisa, I think you're right. Okay, yeah. Is there a maskana on roughly if you're managed making something new with roughly, then pashas it would be muscle if you're managed making something new. Well, you know what? One second. You know where that comes up? Okay, let's mention this now. In the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, he talks about this. in Perikhes. How not Shmir Shay, the Orch Shabbos, sorry. Ayin Gimel. Those, anyone ever see these? The disposable, not cups, but goblets? Like they're made of, they're like a little harder plastic, and they're like with a stem, disposable stem here. And but the way they sell them is they don't sell them in a package. I think they buy them someplace, like stemware plastic cups that are disposable, because it would just be too big to transport, right? In general, transportation, shipping from China, it goes by volume, not by weight. So what do? They sell you a package of 40. It has 40 bottoms and 40 tops, and you put them together because 40 bottoms and 40 tops, you can fit in here. 40 put together cups would be like this. And anything from China, the cost is all in the shipping. That's why IKEA comes like that. Or not, you know, the manufacturing is free because they just like, I don't know, imprison like whoever they don't like to make them make things or something. It's China.
Why is leading Legos for a long time like making a thing different from like putting on a cap on a salt shaker for a long time?
Because when you put a cap on a salt shaker, you can't. It's a good question. You can't say I'm just leaving it that way. I mean, the point of a salt shaker is to get salt on your food. Put salt on your food. You're going to run out of salt. You're going to have to replace it. That's the nature of using salt shakers, right? The nature of using salt shakers is that to use them, you have to screw them and unscrew them sooner or later, unless you never use your salt shaker, but that's stupid. If you had a decorative salt shaker that you don't plan to use for salt and you just screw it together to display on your art, your shelf, then that would be a problem. But as opposed to Lego, you really could just leave it forever and display it. So therefore, it's more hard. What about putting together those plastic cups? So says the Orch Shabbos, if it was put together already once, good. If it was put together already once and then pulled apart, I might even put it back together. Or even if it was put together once, you take it apart. It's roughly these things. He thinks that Pasha, that is roughly. These things are pretty, generally pretty weak. Again, even if you, it's all a matter of knowing where to draw the line, etc. And like the Orch HaShulchan said,
sometimes they're wobbly. You know, if you get the cheap ones, they're actually wobbly.
Even if they're not wobbly, remember the Orch HaShulchan said, he said the smog and the right word argues, it's close, even close to being wobbly. They're not strong at all. You can't compare them to, you know, of a normal way to put together a bed. Again, in the old days, they didn't have clicking mechanisms and everything like, hooks and whatever it is we have nowadays. Anyway, Kitzer, what does he say here? If it was ready made once it comes apart, no problem. So you don't have to worry about awkwardness if you're drinking one and it comes apart, you can put it back together. That's roughly. But how about the first time? He says the first time is more chomer, even though it's roughly, he says, so he's machmer on this. That Rosh Hashanah Zalman also is machmer on. He says, though, the first time, even roughly, is also. Where does he get that from? He gets that from Gemara's that we haven't seen yet. Putting the shoelaces in for the first time is also. And he says, how about stuffing a pillow? Right? You open the zipper of the pillow and put in stuffing. That's also us.
I'm stuffing pillows, but it's also for the
first time, even though it's roughly, because you're making a new thing. So he's foshish for making a new thing. You know, you certainly could, you know, he's probably foshish from the potish, from the Ramban, maybe it will also be a chasher bone. It's never a kli yet, right? It was just pieces. Pashtus. Anyway, so he is takamachra on that. I'm not saying that. Now, here, you could have etzad l'hakel about that. Based on the fact that it's super temporary. Oh, but it's super temporary, right? But after all, no one puts it together for, no one even thinks about putting it together for a day. You know, yeah, you put it together for a couple hours max. It's very, very temporary. Even though it's super temporary, the question is whether we rely on this heter of
whether we rely on this heter, give me a second, of super of super temporary, even though you're, let's just
here, what were some of the things you said? How about remember the director set? You have this heter, you have this heter, but you don't have this heter.
And also, Mamish is dominant or writes so strongly that it made us nervous. How about, I don't remember what else we discussed since then, but how about the disposable stemware?
Right? Stemware is like the fancy word for people fancier than me, or glasses with fence. Fence, the word. So it is definitely super awry.
And the rest of the
what? I know you screw it together with the screwdriver. It's very, very strong.
Wait, what's the director said then?
We're doing pressure, we'll see.
I just looked one up. It kind of looked like.
You have to, like, you have to look at it. It was your head, right? Metal. Fine. Comment.
It's like a building. It's like a
got it.
Before you're afraid that you know you would get sued if you let the kids use a screwdriver.
I'm very
old fashioned. Like if my kids are really, really good, the like reward, you know, like if they mamish, like they go to davening and the minion, etc. The reward is they get to climb up on the roof and like help with like home improvement projects on the roof. Yeah, my 11-year-old daughter will do anything to be allowed to go up on the roof. Or use power tools. The vintage director set. That's a good Google. You found it?
Yeah.
Okay. And how about the stemware? You're never going to say it's Derek Tachmishan because that's not using it. That's making it. You don't have to do it many times. But it's certainly super arrival Shah. He's going to throw it out after one meal. And it's roughoy, but, you know, yes, but it's a new, it's a new putting together. It's a new item, let's say, right? It's a new harkah. I'm going to say that. So that's very questionable. And Lemaisa, what are we going to say? Lemaisa, we're going to say, Mutter. Okay. Yesh Inyan. But Hafmir. Ligadolim. Here we're going to say, Usser. And here we're going to follow the Orcha Shabbos and others who said Usser. But that brings up something which we shouldn't know from, and they don't really have as much anymore nowadays. But it's very similar to this, but different, which is syringes. Right? In the old days, not just in the old days, but not as common. And a lot of people have diabetes. And if you have diabetes, you need insulin. But there could be many things where you need to get a shot on Shabbos. You know, there could be a lot of pikuach nefesh cases where you need to get a shot on Shabbos, or there could be cases which are not even pikuach nefesh. And we still, the general mahalach of the poskim, we're not getting to this now, is to assume that intravenous injections are also d'oraisa on Shabbos. But intramuscular injections are only just rabbanon, and they're not during a lot of cases of pola, etc. Meaning, if you get a shot in your vein, you know, which you need a medical professional to do, that's generally assumed to be a shot to the rice. If you draw blood as part of doing it, if you get a shot in your muscle, which all of us can do at home, then They even, okay, there's what's talked about, but the Maisa, it's pretty mokra. Like the post can say, that that's not considered an Isra Daraisa on Shabbos. Maybe it's not an Isra of anything, it's not halacha at all on Shabbos. Hashas, that's not necessarily an halacha on Shabbos. And this is very common. Again, they all talk about the insulin syringes. I don't know exactly how that works because I know some people with diabetes, but often they have things like the permanent things nowadays that are a little different. But it's also very common for fertility treatments. For fertility treatments, very common nowadays. Sometimes you need shots. Often you need shots. And you have to take them every day. You have to go to the doctor's office, et cetera. You have to take them on Shabbos also. And I imagine there must be other conditions, the other which are a little less common. But there's a big issue in the post-it. Syringes on Shabbos. How does it work with syringes? And maybe someone here knows better than I do. I don't know if anyone, okay. Doesn't have to discuss their personal medical experience. If anyone has family's wife's a nurse or something, maybe they know about this. The way it works with these disposable syringes is you have two halves and you attach them to each other and then you do the thing. And that's somehow like for a lot of things, like in order to keep the preserve, whatever it is that you're injecting, it's in one half. And then when you attach the syringe, it's not airtight anymore, right? So it's that they have one half that airtight, you break the seal, you attach the other half of the syringe, and then you throw it in the garbage. How about syringe putting together syringes on Shabbos? It's basically the same idea as these cups. You have two halves, which you're only going to use for 1 second, and you attach them on Shabbos. And this is dealt with by a number of poskim. I'll just mention one or two. The Tzitzel Yeser, Chilek Yud Gimel Simen Men Vav, the Chavadas, Chilek Bey Simen Nun Vav, and the Rosh Shlomo Zalman in the same place as the Soda Stream in Tinyana Yotes, where he's all discussing temporary putting things together. So he talks about he talks about this case, and he says that He says that that he thinks it's mutter. It's definitely here we are. It's in the Orcha Shabbos and the Shmir Shabbos also. But you know, not the Orcha Shabbos bonus, so it's next to the standard. The Shmir Shabbos is organized by practical, so everything says certainly not next to the Lego. He quotes them in Chas Shlomo. Oh, okay. And the other version is Chilek Beis Simen Yud Gimel. And this, it's Tinyana Simen Yud Tes. And he says, and Reb Shlomo Zalman was Mekel. He is also everyone's Mekel. And the main svaras are because it is Rafoi and it's temporary. Okay, Reb Shlomo Zalman, the whole discussion is it's called temporary or not? What if you throw it out at this? Is that called temporary because you throw it in the garbage right away? Or is that called permanent? Because maybe in the garbage it will stay together for a while. Pass this in the garbage by the time it goes to the garbage truck. It'll get broken apart again. And he wants to tie out that this is called temporary. If you're throwing in the garbage, even if you don't check whether it falls and breaks apart in the garbage or not. Since it wants to throw in the garbage, it's the end of the story. That's called temporary, but that's a big focus. Lemaisa, they all say it's mutter. The main reason the postman say it's mutter is because here we're not going to fold it. We have your makel, so even though it seems very, very similar, right? It's super awry, but it's not direct tashmisha before you're making it, and it's a new item. However, the postman are makel because. All the postim are Mako, Mutter. Number one, because Lemaisa for a Chola, we're going to be more Mako, which Shlomo Zalman also says a different story. He says, since you're not, you're supposed to only put it together right before you use it, maybe that counts more as a Derech HaShmisha. Because since you only put it together right when we're about to use it, that's considered part of the usage. He brings up that possible svara. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's not the svara of the, I don't have all the poskim in front of me. But that's not most of the poskim. The Tzitzel Yezer just says, okay, it's super temporary. And then the Ravadi says it's super temporary and it's wrong. It's enough. Necessarily mean they be make a lie, you both say, and it's enough. I'm sorry. Right, this is fancy stem where you put the other portion of this, I'm sorry. But the machine is all in, so adds a svara, it's a chiddush. Maybe it's called there tashmisha because like you can't put it together in advance. Because then like you're not supposed to do it, something will go wrong. Anyway, lemaisa, what do we see? It's basically the system, and it's really a strong necessity, but otherwise we should be machmir. We see even the people who vote together plastic stemware in Shabbos, that ought to be someone, obviously. You know, we're not going to call them a Marion Michal in Shabbos, but lemaisa, maybe this accepted hachra is to be machmir if it's not such a strong need, but to be machmir if it's a Shabbos and time.
Reason why it's considered a lie when you put out because you're not relating to it anymore because maybe it's going to become broken. In the
so Shlomo Zalman says you're not relating to it. This is very controversial.
Diaper, you're resealing it.
Exactly. That's one of that's exactly where it comes up, and it's very controversial, of course. And he said the same thing by diapers. And again, what that means will mind suck. Keep in mind that's not such a sort that said. It's the same thing. The Ikari thinks the same thing. That doesn't necessarily mean he'd be making the Maisa. Yeah, it doesn't. But over here, it is more Mako because the Maisa, by the time it gets into the garbage truck, is for sure going to fall apart. Unlike the diaper, again, I don't mean to be in an environmental, the sky is falling. From what I've been told, the diaper will stay stuck together for like 5 million years or something. Is what they say. This syringe, it's really hard to imagine. If I throw it in the garage of my house, it's hard to imagine that it'll still be together by the time I get even to the big green garbage bin. Certainly by the time it gets into the garbage truck. While that diaper, it's already stuck together a lot. It's not going to get squished more in the garbage truck. That'll probably, and you know, they say that the diaper will stay stuck for 5 million years, which is definitely considered canon. Because they're all controversial. Why are they all controversial? Number one, because it didn't say this anywhere in Shas. Right? The Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, the Shulchan Arav says it to explain the Magen Avraham by lids, but it didn't say it in Shas. It's a theory. I know it's true. And number two, because truth is, why don't you say one of shot between number one and number two? That should be good enough because it should be the same as lids, unless you're the Chazon Ish, we're not really poshut for. So why aren't people more comfortable? Basically, again, not talking about what it says on top. In the footnotes, basically, as Rav Shlomo Zalman says, he said, I don't like the roughway hetzer anyway, I'm nervous about it, but these are two other. Why are so many posters still there? At least, I don't know what you wrote, but so many posters are still nervous about it. Isn't it posture that it should be very similar? Why is Shmir Shabbos still chasa? Asher Lego. He doesn't even say he's nervous on top of Yasher's Lego. Why does he Asher Lego if it's very temporary? And, it's very temporary, and Derech Tashmishan. I wonder if maybe he has a bit of a suffage. Maybe you don't call it Derech Tashmishan because, like, the plane is building. So, which is what I said before. Here it's the head of Derech Tashmishan is questionable because you wouldn't say the way you use bottles and caps is building, but you would say when you use Lego is building, or it's in some sort of, Benish Moshe slant. I think that's why.
This is that also persists there, or just
Aura also persists, yeah.
Even for, because now, we shall end in the rough way, I mean, if the cliche, my understanding of a cliche shoving, there's such thing as so super rough. It's a cliche shoving, you have to hit them pretty good with force, right? If it's wrong, it's listed. Okay, the last thing I want to discuss after.
Yeah, just what I mentioned from Rosh Alex, he says that we saw this too. He says, as far as we don't mark to the name of the vineyard,
okay. He says because building is playing, that's not called building. So not that they're pashtishan, that's a different word, but that's what he says. So it's more vamos said that it's arayot, you know, arayot rather. That playing is different. Okay, yeah, it's
really, I don't know. The Shmir Shabbos calls it, so many people think it's a problem, but it's
really hard to justify us. Lemais, one last thing I want to discuss, which I promised someone I forgot who I discussed, those shtenders. You know the adjustable shtenders? I actually have one of those.
You unscrew it.
And ask, what's the problem with the adjustable? There might be a lot of things that are adjustable and we never think twice about on Shabbos, but the adjustable shtenders, they might have screws. I understand it's not with a screwdriver, it's a slightly different kind of screw, but it's really a screw and it's really tight. Right? It's like a serious, that's a serious screw. That's, you would say a shashta tkia. Your mom is screwing something very, very tight. You know what I mean? Those adjustable shtenders. So can you adjust the shtenders on Shabbos? So the Minchas Yitzchak, Hilik Tes, Simon Lamed Tes, 938, says you can't do the shtenders on Shabbos because that's permanent, even though you adjust them all the time. No, that's considered, that's worse. Now, of course, you also screw in the bottle caps. But he says, no, this is more permanent, more serious than the bottle caps. He wants to answer. But most poskim, the vast majority of poskim, say it is mutter. And they give two reasons for it to be mutter. I'll just read to you from the Orcha Shabbos, for example. Who says it's mutter? The Shiva Levi says it's mutter. The Orcha Shabbos says, Halak Perik Pes, sorry, Simon Samet. Stender after like wheel on Nifal, if you had Surah Makazin Zom Koma, like the Havraga. Havraga, hopefully you figured out at some point this screw in Hebrew, not in Hebrew. Mutter Liftoch Zagra Havraga Velachal Hadkal, if you had Surah, the Imba Ze Isra Bona. And your Shabbos is often very mouthful, but here he says, Hoshet, that it's Mutter, and he quotes this from Rav Shlomo Zalman and from Rav Yoshev and from the Shevet Alevi. And he says, what's the svara? There are two svaras. Whether there are two svaras and one svara, it might be a matter of interpretation. One svara is, let's go to the shtender, right? The adjustable shtender. So one thing, clearly it's not wrong. It's very, very far from wrong. It's non-medium. So are the lids of the... the lids of the Magen Avraham. I don't know if it's super awry. You can leave it there for a while. It's not like a soda bottle, which if you use it long enough, you have to screw and unscrew it, meaning every time you want to put it away or drink. Even a soda stream or a salt shaker. If you want to keep using it, you need to keep screwing and unscrewing it. So it's good for 40 bottles in the thing, and it's good for 100 shakes of salt, but it gets used up, and that's the way you use it. Over here, you could leave the shtender. You could leave the shtender the same way for a long time, right? So it's funny. It's not, it's a little bit funny. Is it Derek Tashmisha? Maybe you can think of that. So you use it, you need to stand, you need to sit it, you need to adjust it. It's useless to adjust it, but it's not so efficient, right? Certainly questionable, is it super awry? Sometimes you adjust it more, sometimes you adjust it less. It really seems like it's not the same as, it really seems like, it's not the same
as the Kisrei Kela. Okay, the other news where I don't have there, he thinks like the Kisrei Kela. But it's really not so posh. So why is everyone Makel? They're Makel for a different reason. Again, the Uznid Bruce says, which I don't have here, is of the news of the young silver, Kamikaze Ish. He says it's mutter because it's like the Kisrei Kela. It's just how you keep using it. But that's the Urk Shabbos putting the three big postings, Shlomo Zalman, and Rabbi Yasha, and Shigali, said it's much for a different reason. He says, because it's never taken apart and put together. When you unscrew the shtender, what happens? Let's say I loosen the screws. What happens? It goes down. Naturally goes down. Is it a good shtender when it's down and the screws are loose? Yeah, it's just a sitting shtender, right? Goes up and goes down. It's always one. Now, I understand it's not always attached. Theoretically, you could take it out, but it's always seen as one piece, seen as one piece together. So therefore, it's different than everything until now. Because you never separate the two pieces. And if not, you separate the two pieces, even if you separate the two pieces, you know, you could put them together roughly, but you're sticking this, probably doing sitting standard. You don't have to tighten the screws when you want them the lowest. I think most people don't tighten the screws they have. People adjust all the time. It's not always they don't tighten the screws. It's gravity. So therefore, says the postkin, motor. Again, this is the Orcha Shabbos. Eric Kass, Halacha Samach, many postkin for different reason. Because it's never, or because let's say it's always a kli shalim, is his language. It's always together. You never take it apart and put it together. Since you never take it apart and put it together, therefore that's not a problem. And he is makel. And then again, there are different opinions. Who are the other different opinions on this bench? Uznid.
I'll give you the marker if you want to look for it. It's not on the Bar Ilan. It's on the shelf in the base.
Motor. The Mo Kisoy Hakelem, that's very iffy. And the
Minchas Yitzchak.
Teslam and Pes says Osir. But that's not the mainstream sock. The mainstream sock is that it's Mutter, nothing to do with Kisrei Kela, and nothing to do with Rafoi, but for a totally different reason, because it's not taken apart and put together. It's one piece which is just adjusted. And which, however it is, it's still useful as a shtender. It's still a good shtender. Whether the screw is open or closed, whether it's up or down, it's always a good shtender. It's just changing from being a good shtender this height to a good shtender that height. It's always a good shtender. You can't say there's any boner about pot here. It stayed a good shtender the whole time. And that's what he says.
The clarification on the shelling thing is: are we focusing on the fact that it's one piece, or that it's always good? If in glass, then this happens sometimes. If like the thing bends, can I just like bend it back?
It's not just one piece. It's not just one piece because it's always a good shtender. We'll see that you certainly cannot bend.
Even if it's not a good shtender for me, So one of these glasses is good for somebody.
No. The point is, everyone who looked at it, anyone who looks at it says it's an equally good shtender, whether it's high or low, it just depends how you want to use it. Right? Everyone knows a good shtender either way. It's just like sometimes you want a high, sometimes you want a low. But there's no, again, but I think in this case, like, it's just not better or worse. It's just different. They're all good shtenders. Okay, my turn. I think I addressed all the questions we had. We're ready to finish up the simon and then jump into the next. Let's finish up the simon. We're up to Shin Yud Gimel Zayin, back to the Shulchan Aruch. Korah Shenishbra, if your roof beam breaks. So what would happen if the roof, it doesn't mean it broke legomery and fell out, there's nothing you could do. Meaning like it started to crack a little and sag. So what would they do in those days, temporarily until they could? You know,
again, I'm not talking about a permanent, this is the way my house is going to be from now on. Then it's possible that we both have, right? If I permanently decided that this is how I was going to hold up my roof, and I'm going to add a piece of, I'm going to add a pillar to hold up my roof, then possible that's moment building a building, right? It's fixing a building. No, we're talking about temporarily until I get to fix my roof. However you fix this problem. I just want it to not break legambre, right? It's cracking a little and sagging. I want to prop it up so it doesn't break legambre and it'll be easier to fix someday, or we're going to have a fixing someday. So my roof won't collapse on my head, right? Mutter l'samcha v'arukas hamita shehem kli. I am allowed to take a side of a bed and use it to hold up the roof, which is a kli. Lo kadei shetala dimken havali bona ela kadei shelo teirei yoser. And then he says, now, if you wanted to get higher, that's bona. It's temporary bona, but it's still bona. If you just want it to stay the way it is, that's not considered bona, and it is mutter. But, so he's worried about two things. A, is it bona? If you're raising the roof, that's bona. If you're just keeping it the way it is, temporarily, that's not bona. But he also adds, there's another problem. That's only put in loosely so that it come, you can take it out. But you put it in so tight that you can't take it out, meaning take it out when you fix your roof, put it in so tight you can't take it out until you go up and actually start bringing in a construction crew and fix your roof, then it's usser. Why is it usser? In three words, mevatel kli mehechano. There is an isser called mevatel kli mehechano. We pass this isser to Rabbanan. Good to know. Called mevatel kli mehechano. If you take a kli and you hechano is the root word muflat. Someone tell me in halacha language, what's the opposite of muchan? Mukta. Basically, you take a kli and you make it mukta, mevatel mehechano. That is a malacha. What malacha is it? Is a bit of a machlokas shonim. Not a malacha, it's an exerit rabbanan. Is it because it looks like bona, because it's as if you cemented it into place? Is it because it looks like so serious, because now you can't use it as a kli anymore? It's very unclear. But the one who said this is from a batal kli man. Hano therefore says, if you use this arukas amita, if you put it in loose, you can take it out whenever you want. Meaning, you're not going to take it out because you don't want your roof to be damaged, or you could, then it's not by pulling it out. So move it as much as you want. But if you put it in so tight that now you can't move it without doing construction, then now it is mukta, and that's usser. Okay, that's the isser of kli mehechano. Interestingly, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah said, in case we didn't know, because of vatal kli mehechano. What if instead of aruka samita, a kli, you use a stick? Not a stick that you find that fell in the forest that's mukta. A plain stick, but a stick that's not mukta. Maybe you decided to use it as a walking stick once or whatever. What if you use a stick that doesn't have the tour of a kli? Is that the same, or chomer, or more cow? The Mishabur brings three opinions, or it brings two and references one opinion in Sifkat Mentes. He says the Magen Avraham says it's more chomer. If it's just a stick, then it's also Rabbanan, it's near a kibona. Reminds us of the Nagar and the Kana, not just the stick. That already looks like the thing. You know, you're just putting it in for a few hours. Okay, and therefore, just the stick is more common. The Gadim says just the stick is more common. It's not the bit of Kli Mehechano, because it wasn't really such a Kli. And therefore, to make it Mukta is not like you're doing an act of destruction. He obviously thinks the Kli Mehechano is about an act of destruction. So he says, it's Kli, so it's Mukta, even if it's tight. Magen Avraham says, even if it's loose, it's also not just clean. It looks like building. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Yoram Shemeshav saying, no, it's exactly the same. Lav Davka, it's exactly the same. Okay, probably going to come across every day anyway, although one never knows. But Tosh is the Mishnah Berurah Machri in the middle that a stick is the same as a bed. Okay, yes, this can happen all the time. Sapsal, Shenishmat Echad Meiraglov, a couch or bench, right?
that one of the legs fell off. Also, you're not allowed to put the leg back. Okay, that seems pretty pasha. That's just an application of Sivah. You can't put the leg back to the binyan b'kalim. It would be the same as in Sivah. You know, according to the mainstream Ramah, Mr. Brura, Magen Avraham, etc., if it was always Rafoi, we'd much rather put it back on Rafoi, but obviously, normally it's Tia. Any normal person attached the legs to the couch with Tia. Right? You have to fix tools and hammer, and that way you nail them or you screw them or whatever, you know, in this part, it would be awesome to put it back in any way, shape, or form. Okay, there's a few more. If you look in Shem Tess and the problem Shem Tess, you know, Sekalim there sort of quote a little Sivav here that feels necessary to do so, just you see from ago. But then comes a fish. How about taking this couch or bench or whatever it is, taking it, and you just put one side on something else, and now it's even. Right, and now you can use it. Right, would that be mutter or usser? Some people are machmer that it's usser. Some people are machmer that it's usser. So it doesn't say here. It says go back to shempes. Okay, went back to shempes. The trumas adeshen, because the Gemara has a similar case. Bible, the Gemara is a case like this, but it's not a bench, but rather an oven, a kira. One of the more say is the zebra. If a leg breaks off the kira, then it is usher, it is mukta. Why is it mukta? It's usher to move at all. It's mukta. Zebra atu, you might fix it. What's the chiddush here? Something that broke and a piece fell off that you're normally tokeya back into place. Shasha Isser Daraisa, if you would forget yourself or give it to temptation or whatever, then it's even usher for tiltal because you might come to fix it. The asher legamre because you might come to fix it. That's the chiddush. That's why it's the simon shinches, which is the simon of mukta, that they assert it. So this is a general principle, though. It's not just this example. It's a general principle. Something which broke and needs to be fixed is usher to use or carry because you might come to fix it. Okay, that is a very, very important principle. If you look at Mishmur says in Unbeis, Vafilu, Betiltal Asar, Lididhu, Vakomshim, Zera, Domas, Laniach, Regal, Tokolitkoa, because you might hammer it back into place, Vain Sasam Rabat, like these, like the Yeshmi Sheh Machmer. Look there for some more details, although also in the next Mishmur and Gimel, he gives some more details. Let's just mention some of the details from Shepitz, the Mishmur and Gimel and Shemchess. First of all, what's the suffix there? Trumas Adeshen? The suffix that says a bench is pretty useful even with a broken leg, even with a missing leg. It's like very easy to just put one side on something. So that's how you can suffix. A lot of some things like pretty useful even without fixing, do we still make the exit? But in the end, he said, yeah, we still make the exit, even if it's pretty useful without fixing, since you need to fix it, we make a exit. This could come up in a lot of cases, going back to, you know, what would be a classic example where before the same would apply, let's say eyeglasses, right? Again, we said, I know all kinds of chazan issues that if you're really, really stuck, you can rely on, right? Let's say a Mishnah Berurah normal, right? The lens popped out of your eyeglass and you have to screw it back together with Kia, right? You have to put the lens in and tighten the screw with Kia. If it was a weekday. So not only would it be, again, let's say you're not relying on the chazan, you know, not a terrible shot of chazan. Not only would you not be allowed to be
The truth is that here, wait a second. Not only would you not be allowed to put it back together, you wouldn't even be allowed to carry it. Say, rather, you might start screwing it back together. So basically, if something's broken and you would have to screw or hammer it back together, then it's muksa l'gamrei. You should just leave it alone. Let's say another pair of glasses, right? So it's not, you know, just leave it alone. Both. In what case are we mater using this bench with a broken leg? Some people have furniture with broken legs or with a missing leg. What case is mutter? There are two or three cases that's mutter. Two. One is what the Mishabur says in Nun Gim. Both are over. That's where I'm not over. Let's say you already used it without the leg before Shabbos. Right? You have this bench. It's missing a leg. So you can just put like the edge on, you know, put the other side on the next bench and use it that way. If you already used it there before Shabbos, so we see that you're used to using it without fixing it, so we know the Gzeira doesn't apply. That's one case. The other case is if it's impossible to put back. Let's say you lost the other leg of the bench and it's gone. Or let's say the other leg of the bench cracked in half and you can't just hammer it back. You have to like make a new leg. We're not gozer that you're going to start manufacturing on Shabbos. No, we're gozer, you might hammer something back in on Shabbos. We're not those you're going to manufacture something in a, you know, in a woodworking shop, you know, on Shabbos, and therefore this zero does not apply. Basically, if you have furniture and the furniture, a leg comes, basically the piece comes out of your furniture on Shabbos, then the whole thing is muktzeh and you can't use it all unless the piece is gone and you need a new piece, or the piece is broken and you need a new piece, in which case we're not goes there. You're going to like go, you know, start doing, you know, then we're not going to, you're going to start like manufacturing a Shabbos, or you already use it once without the piece before Shabbos by propping on something else, in which case we see that you're comfortable using it and we don't make things in. Okay, that is Se'if Ches. Ches we already mentioned, and I think we're done with the Se'if, and we're ready for the next. Okay.
This is Mokta, even if it broke on Shabbos?
Yes, whether it broke on or before Shabbos, it's Mokta. It's a special Gzeira.
It's including like Mokta Machmas Isserns?
Yeah. Special Gzeira. Okay. Simen Shin Yudalad, we need a Hakdama. What is Shin Yudalad about? Well, it's about a few things, but what does it start with discussing? Very common issue people discuss a lot on Shabbos. Opening food packages on Shabbos. All right, what was the common food package in the old days? Barrel. Okay, their food packages in the old days were a little more serious than ours, which may be relevant points. But says the Gemara in not the Mishnah. Shover Adam es hachavis lechol imen a grogros. You can break open a barrel to eat the dried figs that are inside. Okay, the sod is all there. As long as you're not miscaving to make a kli. What do you mean to make a kli if you're breaking a barrel? What is shot in the Mishnah? I mean, as long as you don't intend to make a kli. What is it, what word does Rashi use for that? To describe the problem, as long as you're not trying to make a... You're obviously not trying to make a barrel. You're breaking a barrel. You're not trying to make a...
No.
A Pesach Yachta, right? As long as you're not making a good opening. And how does Rashi know that's what they mean? Because that's the discussion later in the Gemara. How do we know that Kavona Lasos Kli? How does Rashi know it's sort of meaning a nice Pesach? Because there's a Gemara later on that they ask Rav Sheshes, can you spear the barrel open on Shabbos? Are you just trying to open it, Pesach? Or are you trying, are you trying to make a Pesach, or is it just aim the offering? You're just trying to be generous, show how people should take a lot. And he said, the Pesach kamecha being the usher, as opposed to chopping off the head with the sword of the barrel,
Which is clearly in Yafe.
So what do we see clearly? If the kavana of a kli is the kavana of a pesach, that looks like mark. So you're allowed to break open a barrel as long as your kavana is not to make a pesach. What do you mean not to make a pesach? Obviously you're opening the barrel, right? You're allowed to chop off the head of the barrel. Chopping off the head of a barrel with a sword is making a pesach. Now, obviously you're allowed to make an opening. When you break it, you're making an opening. You're just not allowed to. That's why don't you have Yafe? Because when you chop that up with a sword, that's making an opening. No, but your kavana is not to make an opening. Your kavana is just be generous. Meaning, I chop the whole head off, saying, like, take as much as you want. I obviously also want to make it open. No, I mean, if I want to make a pesach yafe, I just like to open it. Okay, we'll have to figure out exactly what the hagdara of pesach yafe is. Question. Okay.
Why that was it?
What? Why is it usher to make a pesach yafe? Because making a pesach yafe is, let's say, perhaps makib and potash. Making a pesach for the many is makib and potash.
Certainly, that's a process in a few places.
So, the
Paris world eight. And Ben Magna Brahma, of course, the Rama was a stero where they're making an opening is bonem makib potash, and you decide to make an opening in a structure on the ground. Bonem, make an opening, put your makib potash.
Just following up on that, is there any other between Bona and Makapach in this opinion, just because it's
how you could be yes, and we'll get to that in a moment. Okay, now here is the now the Gemara Beta Daf Lamed Gimel
Lamed Beis, pretty sure.
Yes, brings down a ton of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says you're not allowed to break a break a twig of some sort, an aromatic one, in order to smell it. We say however, he loves her upon him. Okay. The you're not allowed to break a twig of some sort to release the smell. You know how the sun can break them and release the smell, because you might come to break it with kavana to make it into a toothpick. And then that would be maybe a plea on Shabbos for him. So the Gemara asks, hold on a second. So why are you allowed to break the barrel as long as you don't kavana to make a plea? Why doesn't he say it's asur? He always says everything's asur, even if you don't have kavana, because you might have kavana. So Ketanyahu ben Mustaki. No, that's different. That was Mustaki. Rabbi Lazar says mustaki. Mustaki, anyone know a modern Hebrew word like mustaki?
No.
What? No. Mastic, right? Mastic, chewing gum. Mustaki means it's put together with chewing gum, right? Obviously, the chewing gum in those days, right? But it's the same word, mastic and mustaki. It means that it wasn't a regular barrel. It was a barrel that was already broken in pieces, and then was put together with, with Elmer's glue, right? Or whatever the equivalent was in those days, but put together with chewing gum. Okay, so that's mustaki. And in mustaki, that's different. You can't really make anything out of it. There's no xera, like, no one wants to make anything out of it. Okay, but that's where real yes. So very later said mustaki. The question is, what do the chachamim say? So the simple shot is the chachamim say you can break a normal barrel. And very said you can only break a mustaki barrel. However, that is very controversial, right? That is very controversial. Why? Because of the Gemara in Erevin Daf Lamed Dalet. No, same volume. They should have a funny deal with Erevin Lamed Dalet. Why is it funny? Because um
And
the Gemara says, if you have your Eruv in a closet and you lose the key, it's a valid Eruv for a kappa. Say why? You can't access it. So the answer is, here it's one made of uncemented bricks that you could just take a brick out and access. The whole discussion, I really like take a brick out on Yontif. Or not. So the question is, what were they thinking before they said that it's made of bricks? So some of the Rishonim say, maybe they were thinking that it's just made of wood. If it's just made of wood, it's a kli. So they assumed you can't break a kli open to get the food on Shabbos. Now that's a deal. What does the Gra here say? The Gra says, first they thought, no, it was a stone, cemented stone wall. Moshe Kasav, Yerushalmi Sham, Veviu Tosim Sham, the Sham. Okay, the Gra gives many ways to be doing this. But it says Tosos quotes here from the Yerushalmi, that the Havamina is Have Migdal Shell Evan, but if it's a wooden that building, meaning Mamish a building. But the Yerushalmi says, if it's Migdal Shell Eitz, then it's Shomer Tachadis. That's Mishnah and Shabbos. Okay, so he said the Antosis. So here's the, let's see if we can, stick it here. Here we have the Shabbos, Chokhmet Baba and Aleph, Shomer Es Tachadis. Here we have a Reuven, Lamed Dalet on the days in the Havamina. Osir Lishbor S. Hamino. Right?
I think it was called a Migdal there. But again, Migdal doesn't mean like you go to Migdal in the old city.
Also, here, Dal the Bid Sabare means a town. But in Shas, Migdal means a closet. The Migdal Habariat Ba'avir. The Dogen Achitofel knew hundreds of Chakiras and was a cloth, not a flying hat, a flying closet. Which is why some of the portions say, it just means like if someone carries someone in the closet, like the Mikhail Tomah. The block the Tomah, etc. Just like Mount Airplane.
Right? Dogen Achitofel, according to Sunny Sugars, were holding the suit in front of airplanes. That's Migdal Habariat. If you remember the God says about Dogen Achitofel.
I very much remember don't like the how you mean, it seems like a steal. The Havamina, when it started out in the Gemara, says you can't bring a closet to get food. And it sounds like a plea. The Mishnah Shabbos says you can break them out to get food. So, how do you answer this? So, one way of answering this is the okay, the Gra says Rashi would have a slightly different way of answering, but it doesn't matter. Now, one way of answering this is the Rishalmi. Says the Rishalmi, this is talking about a kli, and this is talking about a thing and a button. And the Havamina, they thought that it was an actual building, and it's Menduya, because later on in the Gemara, they say, you know what, Hachav Mayaskinan, Hachav Migdoshal Eitzaskinan, the Marshal of Kli. Only later on they decide to wooden closet, which is until now, they didn't. That's one. In which case, how should it to break it? Need to get what's inside.
Bigger, really, to have you ask it. Bigger thing inside?
Well, I'm just
thinking it. Bidding
the line. Bidding the it's built of stones. That's a building. It's a building. A building is a building. Small buildings are also buildings. And this is at very least similar to what you would fit in with. Would fit in with Rashi. The girl says, okay, it could be that Rashi thinks. Okay, the girl says different tapes for Rashi. Anyway,
this would definitely fit the girl. This McGraw, this is Ein Binyan B'Kalim. Okay, this is the Mandor Ein Binyan B'Kalim. This fits Rashi and the McGraw. What would the Maskana be? The Maskana be, this is a clean tumbling butter. What's the next possibility? Is the Ran. Right? This is also one day in Tulsa. The Ran and the Rush. The only way you start with Ran and the Rush is 2 days in Tulsa. It's 3 days in Tulsa. If you read the Tulsa there, your mouth will my agree that all 3 days. Right? The Ran and the Rush and the Rishon. Says the Ran, but I'm going to talk to you, there's probably, it's not in me, Basil said, what can I do? Says the Ran, what does the Ran say? What's the difference between them? Exactly. This is a Kli Katan, which is considered a Kli. After all, is it the Duyuk that one is Katan, one is Gadol? Because one is a barrel, and barrels are usually small, and one is a cabinet, and cabinets are at least often large. Even Rashi said later in the Sukkah that it was dealing with a large, but not at this point. And this is a Kli Gadol, which equals an Ohel. And Lehman called her Kula, right? Did we mention this last time? Or did I talk to someone in Seder about this? We pass in Kultar Kula, Kli Gadol counts like an Ohel. We're at least not only Mashber, we're even Mikkel like this Ran. By the way, what's the Hagdara of big and small? What? What did the post write? 40 sa. Right? 40 sa is to your mikveh. It's basically one amma by one amma by three ammas. It's a person who don't decide. Right? That's a rule of thumb. Right? A Kli Gadol is an ohel and holds 40 sa because 40 sa is a halos, ohel. Where do they get that 40 saw the halos ohel? The Gemara doesn't say the shigar's 40 saw. Someone tell me where they get that idea from.
Mikvah.
Where's the mikvah to do with a kli versus an ohel? Mikvah is not a kli or an ohel. Mikvah is a hole in the ground. No, that's not from mikvah at all. It's coincidental. I'm pretty sure it's coincidental. Other than mysticism, I'm pretty sure it's coincidental. Anyone know why would someone think that a closet that holds 39.9 size of Kli, but a closet that holds 40 size in Bowen. Everyone should know the answer to this.
No, because the body is comparison to the
shot.
The volume of
source. Why does it make it know how?
It's like, it's bigger than a person.
You're smarter than this. I want just some bigger shots. Okay, can anyone tell me nothing to do with Hilchos Shas? Where in Halacha we find a difference between a wooden closet that holds 39.9 saw and a wooden closet that holds 40 saw. Mekabel Toma, right? A wooden kli that holds less than 40 saw is Mekabel Toma. There's base kibble. Felt more than 40 saw, Mekabel Toma. That's probably where the Rishonim got the idea of 40. Again, the Gemara does discuss the idea that a large closet might be an ohel, but never said shear. So they got the shear over there. You could say, no, that's totally different. Yeah. But, okay. But might say they learned the shear. And they're just like there, it loses the shame kli when it's 40 saw. Maybe over here also loses shame kli when it's 40 saw. And that's, even though it's a finish, you could have said there are other reasons. There doesn't lose the shame kli. But there are enough riots in the sense, all those that might be treated as more of an oil of 40 saw, that's what they get. And they get it from Hilchos Kli. Very good. That's the one. What does the Rush say in the Beis Yosef say? What does the Rush say? That what?
Kli
Gomer. This is the Kli Gomer. And this is Mustaki. Oh, it's only Rabbi Eliezer who said it was Mustaki and Bates and Daflama Gimel. Says the Rush, no. In the Shakwatari, the Bates of Daflama Gimel, it turned out they only needed to bring out Mustaki or Rabbi Eliezer because they're only a question of Rabbi Eliezer. But everyone reasons Mustaki. We just were discussing the cheetahs of the other Tanakh and that Sunya. I mean, we have to catch on Rabbi Eliezer. And he answered this Mustaki.
That doesn't mean everyone doesn't agree. It means we had a cat on hand to use the dancer, but everyone else agrees most of the people. So that's the chiddush. The chiddush is, what's the chiddush? That Masha Amru Lefi Rabbi Eliezer, the Beitza, Daf, Laman Gimel, Laman Beis, Nachon Gam Lefi Chachamim. They said it for Rabbi Eliezer. They have to give you a time. They have to go to Rabbi Eliezer. But they need to set it for Nachon also. Okay. That's, and again, all three of these days are supposed to be right there on the dot. I'll point out, what are we going to do? The chiddush is that you're allowed to break open a mustiki barrel for Shabbos, and we're not choshes to miskaven to make a Pesach yopa because no one's ever miskaven to make a Pesach yopa in mustiki. You might have thought we'd make a little plug. You can't break any barrel on Shabbos. Well, maybe you thought we'd make a little plug or zero. Oh, better. Maybe you thought we'd make zero mustiki out of a regular barrel, right? And the Rush says. And why is it usher to break a? Remember, we're talking about breaking here. I'm talking about making. It's usher. He says, why is it usher to make a regular barrel on, to break a regular barrel on Shabbos? So here, what would come out of this? Dine Shabiras Caleb, this Shabbos, weren't you Shalmi? It's mutter because Ein Stira the Caleb. Okay. Whose Shita would say Ein Stira the Caleb? Rush. Remember, Rush is Makapach, Caleb, no bone. When there's bone, there's sosa. When there's Makapatish, there's no sosa. Right? There's no anti Makapatish. Kosher, it's also us to be Makar. Kosher, it's also us to be Mopik. Bone, it's also us to be sosa. Makapatish is not also usher to be unmakapatish. There's no malacha of being doing the opposite of makapatish, of undoing the makapatish. So there's no bone of Mikalim, ain't steer of Mikalim. Okay, what would the Ran say? Mutter if small. Why isn't he worried about steer of Mikalim? Because the Ran follows the Derech of the Ramban. Who remembers the Derech of the Ramban? But Moshe Feinstein points this out. What is the sheep of the over the sheet of the Ramban, that there's spinning of steer of the Kalev if you make a kli out of a non-kli, right? Depends where you start. If you start with material to build a kli, that one is over. You start with a kli and bring a steer of a Kalev. Are you starting with a kli or starting with raw materials when you break it? You're starting with a kli. Ain't steer of a Kalev, right? This would be ain steer. Big Caleb. What I'm claiming is that, remember we had four days, the Rach, Rashi, Tosos, and the Ramban, etc. Ramban, Rach, Rit, Ramban. These would work, make a, this is what Moshe Feinstein points out, says the Ran is the Ran. Nicha, Lifti, Rashi, Begam, Lifti, Ramban, Bechuli, if all the Ran held like the Ramban. If you look at the Ran, he would say, ah, ain't being in your steer if you start with a clean, you just put it together and take it apart, etc. Yes, when you steer when you start with a stick and a blade and make a shovel for the first time, like Rav and Dr. Bays, says he would say something funny. If you take wood and build a barrel, that's binyan, because it's not a binyan bit. What? But if you then break that same barrel, it's not steer. Now that it's a clean, in steer became a. Meaning, when you say steer the mirror image of bone, you don't say there's binyan if you start with a non-clean and make it clean, there's steer if you start with a clean and make it non. No, no, no. There's binyan if you start with raw materials, not if you start with clean. And there's sosar only if you start with raw materials, which I mean, you can't be sosar them anyway. So there can't be steer of the kalim because anything that's steer of kalim, it's already a clean. That's again, Rosh Hashanah, Nishon. Dihu kvar kli, it's not a stira. Lifne stira. So basically, what I'm trying to say is that I won't use the word stira the way you use, but I'll use the word contradiction to avoid confusion. Or Moshe Feinstein asks is this. He says, Tena, the Yushalmi, the Gra holds like the Yushalmi, the Gra thinks that This was called for Rashi, and the Gra thinks, the Gra basically thinks like Rashi, that ain't Stira Bekalim and ain't Bini Bekalim Klau Buklau. Only Makim Patish, and the opposite of Makim Patish is nothing whatsoever. But he says the Ran, it's a Stira, the Ran holds like the Ramban, that Yesh Bini Stira, when you make a Kli out of things, ain't Bini Stira, it's already a Kli. So why been a problem? So it's very popular. You know, like your van, each binyan became, but in each binyan, when you make a kli out of raw materials, but there can never be stira with kalim. Because if it's raw materials, you can't destroy them because they're not anything. And if it's already a kli, then it ain't stira with kalim. That is what Moshe Feinstein points out in the Igra Sosha. However, remember what Tosfos said? What did Tosfos say? It says, if you do something weak, there's no binyan stira with kalim. You're using strong with binyan stira with kalim. If you break a barrel in a closet, is that weak or strong?
Pretty strong.
Pretty strong, not all sticky. You know, piece of furniture. If I want to break this desk, it's more homeless. Breaking the desk is like real hard work, right? I need a saw, or I need to be, you know, very, very, very strong and do it with a karate chop like those guys. Right here, what's the principle?
Oh, yeah,
Osir. Why? Because yesh stira bekalim if it's strong. So, if I'm listening, he's not strong, yesh stira bekalim, but a real kli that's strong, and therefore, we say, yesh binyan stira bekalim. So, here are the three basic deals. One day is the Rishalmi. So, Havamina bin Yustira Bekele. The Havamina, there was also only a migdal of like the Kotel, built of stones. And later on, they discuss a wooden one, they talk the same Yustira Bekele, bin Yustira Bekele, no problem. The Ran agrees fundamentally, says it's very large, turned into an oval, but it's a normal size. But of course, no Havamina is no problem. And that works according to either Rashi or Ramban there. The third sheet is the Rosh, and the Torah follows him, right? His son, the Torah followed him that we saw. He says, nope. Ain't been Yastir B'Kalim means if it's weak, but if it's strong, then Yesh been Yastir B'Kalim, and that's why it's only Mutter if it's weak. That is the Sheet of the Rosh and the Torah. So again,
Muspiki is all from the human, not just
or Muspiki is from Zikino, right? In a Kavis, the only way to get a flimsy Kavis is by Muspiki. You know, let's see what else applies. Okay, so the what I'm basically saying is, if you exclude Rabbi Yochanan, there's three sheets that we used to Kalim, Rashi, there's Makom Patish, Novo, and Sosar. The Ramban and the Ran and the Rashba, there is bona if you make something that's not yet a kli into a kli. But there's no bona to make a kli into itself again or into a bigger kli, etc. And there's no soser starting with a kli. And either of those, don't either of these, either there was never a question of stira became an Arabian, or it was only a big one. And then the third day, Tosfos, when it's strong, there's been a stira became. That matches the Rosh here, Tosos. That's main data there. That the header is only Mustiki. The Nafkamina is, are you allowed to break anything to get food? Or only Mustiki? But say, this an Amma by an Amma by three apples. And so it's Amma. Let's say, we don't have slightly smaller. Flea here. Let's give a clue that doesn't hold 40 sod, right? A clue you can't squeeze yourself inside. And it has food and shops. You need to break the whole thing, to get what's inside. But a nice, serious flea. According to the Shalmi and the Ran, Rashi, yes. Or Tosos, Rashi and the Torah, no.
They're ever not convenient to what's inside, as long as you put that shops.
A lot of people like to say food, but
That's not mainstream at all.
That sounds like mainstream shots about games. Assuming I'm not even like opening up cards or something.
Okay, so let's come back to that. But certainly so far, poshness, there shouldn't be a difference.
According to the Rush, even the HDR and Rama will be good if it both possess some Garbana.
You mean if you do it in a way that's the calculus, it still might only be Garbana, right? You have this barrel, which is a nice, valuable barrel, and you break it, and now you lost money just to get what's inside, and it still makes Garbana because it's Macaulay. And it's a problem with Lachin Shu's Lugufa or something, but okay, it's still a Malacha. It's just Malacha Rabbana. Okay, now let's just add one more in Ha'ara. One more Ha'ara. Rosh, what does Rosh say? Rashi says the reason for the heter is, in one word, what does Rashi say? Mekalkel on Shabbos Daf Kuf. Shabbos Kuf. Shover Adam Chavis related brokers besakino besayif lechling men of brokers. The ain be mekalkel shom eser b'Shabbos. Mekalkel is not usher on Shabbos. Now, everyone asks on Rashi, what do you mean mekalkel is not usher on Shabbos? In three words, what's the din of Mekalkel on Shabbos? Potter of a loser. No one thinks you could do 39 Malachas on Shabbos with Mekalkel. It's crazy. If I want to break the door to your house, forget about Ben on the Chaver. I want to break the door to your house down on Shabbos, right? Total Mekalkel. That's mutter. I want to break the door to my house, right? No, Ben on the Chaver. Okay. Oh, you can't just do malachas b'mekalkel b'mekalkel on Shabbos. Or heard anything like that. It's potter of a loser. So, what does Rashi mean by in b'mekalkel shom yeser b'Shabbos? So what does the Ron say Rashi means? I admit the Ron is a little hard to read. As to where he stops saying what he thinks Rashi means and what he means. What does the Ron try to answer up Rashi? Tzoras Shabbos. Mekalkel is mutter for Tzoras Shabbos. You know, the food heter. For food you're allowed to do malacha be mekalkel. Okay. Does that resonate with us? Does that resonate with us? Like you should be allowed to do malacha be mekalkel for Tzoras Shabbos? Like all the malachos that are only Darabana because, you know, you didn't do them in the way of proper Blech Mashemis. Are you allowed to do them for Tzorech? Can you do malachos in Shri Lagufa for Tzorech? Can you do malachos in Kalachar Yad for Tzorech? Can you do malachos in Shnayim Chasa Uhu for Tzorech? Can you do Gzeres Darabana for Tzorech? Anyone want to answer?
No.
It's very strange. And the... that's what the second year Allah here deals with. It says, is there a heter of doing the melacha in the kalkel for Tzorach Shabbos? He says, well, no way. He says, first of all, even if Rashi meant it, all the other Rishonim disagree, including the Ron himself. The Ron himself says, no, I have a different heter. So first of all, even if Rashi meant it, the other Rishonim disagree. Second of all, I admit, if you read the Ron, he doesn't say, I'm have my own Hesper. He just sort of continues, and he wasn't 100% clear. You have to figure out he's moving from Rashi to his own Hesper. And second of all, he says, and here I 100% agree with this for your halacha. I don't think there's two ways about it. Your halacha says everyone misunderstood Rashi. Everyone thought that what Rashi meant was there's a Torah in Shabbos called Mekalkel, and Mekalkel is Heter Gomer. Then they said, Mekalkel is Heter Gomer? That's too crazy. He must have meant Mekalkel is Heter Gomer for Tzorech. And even that's crazy.
But what does it say? Ain be Mekalkel shom eser b'Shabbos. Besides the fact that he didn't say b'mokom Tzorech, he just says ain shom eser. You know, he just says not shom eser.
What does Rashi really mean? Says the Bir Halakha, not in the words on But it's Pashtun, you know, Rashi really means is it? It was a misunderstanding. Rashi, I guess, chose an unfortunate vocabulary. Rashi doesn't mean that if you do malacha, one of the 39 others of malacha to make halkel, there's no Isser Shabbos. That's too crazy. Even Bertzorin. Meaning, what are the two options? Either he thinks all makakos are Mutter and Shabbos. That's impossible. Or he says makakos, Mutter and Shabbos, Bertzorin Shabbos. A, even that is very radical. And B, he doesn't say Tzorin Shabbos. What does he mean? He means Lashitasin. What's Rashi? She, the ain't been in a steer of a What is there by Kalim for Rashi? Only Makim Patish. So what does Rashi think if you're Metakin on Shabbos? How do you say Metakin Kli in Aramaic? Metakin Mana. Metakin Mana is a phrase used in the Gemara for which Avon Lacha? Makim Patish. Yeah, if you're Metakin, that's an Israel Shabbos, so Makim Patish. Because bone and sosa for buildings. Bone and sosa for Kalim. Bone and sosa for Kalim. Ah, but if you're attacking a Kli, that could be Makim Patish. But if you're Mechalkel a Kli, Emo Shabbos are ruining things is not Osran Shabbos, unless you ruin a building. If you ruin a building, that's Tira. But if you ruin something that's not a building, and that's not Osran Shabbos. Ruining things on Shabbos, you should do Shabbos. Fixing things on Shabbos is absurd. Ruining things on Shabbos is not, not because the Torah Mechalkel can block on Shabbos Osran Torah. Because it's not one of 30 hours. Wow, that's the building. We're not talking about buildings here. I think that's what Rashi means. That not that it's a toy. You can do writing the Mekalkel, and you can do slashing the Mekalkel, and you could do, you know, and you could do erasing the Mekalkel, and you could do, you know, sewing the Mekalkel. He just means all you do is that's not one of the 39 hours of Malacha. The Shita say that ain't been your steer of a Caleb. Nero Linnaeus Daiti is Kalanis Rashi, and not just my Linnaeus Daiti. It's the Bir Halachas, Das, Ashiris Das, as well. Okay, so I think that's Pshat Rashi. Lemansa, we have to be Akriya. Our purpose, we have to be Akriya. Who do we hold like? Like Rashi? Like the Ran? Or like the rest of the Torah. Do we hold you're allowed to break whatever you want? You're allowed to break anything as long as something 40 saw. Or you're allowed to break something only if it's must be keeping, not in one thing. So let's go to the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Machaber, and then we'll have sub ain't bin steer bekalem, bahani mila she'ain binyan mamish, kigon pavis. One is no binyan bekalem, but it's not strong building. Binyan mamish is strong building. Like, sorry, no sense. Like when they were already been broken to pieces, and then you put them together with tar, with chewing gum. Right? Then you hold Shabbat, the Kachmash of the Tofu, actually, you're scabbing the Nakhon neck of Yafish, Yellow Pesach, as long as you're not trying to make a nice opening that will be an opening. Then you can have them takamon, which would then be Makam Patash. Of a Shlema, Usher, Shabra, a field of Inisha, Ain't Osakli, but if it's whole, it's Usher, a real barrel's Usher break, even if you're not making anything good. Why? Because there's Stira Bekalim. He is Machriya, like the Tor and the Rush. This is the Hachra of the Machaber. The Hachra of the Machaber is like the Tor and the Rush, who disagrees with the Machaber and say, ridiculous, ain't been your Stira Bekalim. The Rush. The Grah here is a long essay. Says this is all ridiculous. It's not true. It's all based on a terrible deal from just in the beginning of the era when they said, you can't break the fossil. Who said they were talking about a plea there? Or if they were talking about a plea, that's only not how I mean. But in the end, you said, ain't been your steward, Caitlin. So the Grah disagrees. Okay, we'll start by putting the Grah on the board, Meretz Hashem. Next time, and we'll try to go through these couple of seifim that are most relevant and see how that applies to all the situations we have nowadays of various things that we open on Shabbos.
One second. There's something on the chat. What's the svara for Ein Binyan Bekalim? The svara is that the Moloch of Boneh really means buildings, like in the Mishkan. It's just that if you do actions, and that's why 40 saw is considered halachically a building, it applies. And that's the svara. The svara in Binyan Bekalim is, I know it's not a svara, it's just like a hagdara. It's like, what's the svara for Ein Disha El Gedulei Karka or something like that. No, that's just like that's just what it was applied to. Binyan and Sosher means demolishing and erecting buildings. And 40 saw is a halachic kolos of a building. And even according to Tosfos, you would say that that the avalacha is building buildings. However, the tolda is if you do something similar to how you build buildings, even if it's not a building, but if you do very strong attaching, like in buildings, that's a tolda. But if it's not a building, basically, if you're medayik in the Rambam, the Achronim point this out. If you build a building with tkia, that's the av. If you just stretch out a little, roof without tkia, that's a tolda, because it's like a building, but not tkia. If you do tkia of kalim, that's a tolda, tkia, but not a land-based structure. So hopefully that was the answer to your question.
Thank you, Rabbi.